Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God is the joy and the strength of my life. He removes all pain, misery, and strife. He promised to keep me, never to leave me, never ever come short of his word. I got to fast and pray, stay in that narrow way. Keep my life clean every day. I want to go with him when he comes back. I've come too far, and I'll never turn back. God is, oh, God is, yes, God is, oh, God is.
Saints, the scripture this morning coming from Psalms 100 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, and serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Make know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that have made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endured to all generations. 100th Psalm.
Amen. Now we'll have prayer by Deacon Hathaway.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Please join me as we go to oh, Heavenly Father, the great I Am. I come to you through your Son, Jesus the Christ, just as I am, just as we are. Father God, thank you for this last night's rest, allowing us to see another day, a new day of your mercy, grace, and love. Father God, purify our hearts that we may continue in your will. Give us the courage to honor you in spite of our daily challenges we face every hour. Thank you, Lord, for not giving up on us in spite of our faults. We love you, God. Thank you for seeing us through difficult times. Thank you for giving us another chance.
Yes, sir.
Gracious and almighty God, please have mercy over our families and your children today. bless our bloodlines for generations and generations to come. Just as our parents, our ancestors, and families pray for us, we pray for loved ones known and unknown. In Jesus' name. When we are sick, grant your supernatural healing, Lord. Please continue to provide for our every need. Move throughout this world. Father God, we pray for the protection of our first responders. Father, in the medical field, law enforcement, fire protection, our armed forces. Have your way, Father God. You are our potter. We are the clay. Mold us to be acceptable to you. Father God, go into the jails, the prisons, and wherever the captives are being held. Touch them, Lord. Heal them. Bless their families, God. Send your angels to protect staff and well, the inmates and the captives. They work in these dangerous places. Protect the going and the coming. Lord, bless their families. Guide their every decision in accordance to your will. Thank you, Lord, for protecting and keeping me during my 37 years on the front line. Protect our loved ones, our friends, the staff that walk in the realm of danger each day. Father God, going to every level of government, beginning with the White House, touch the hearts and minds of our overseers to make them so they can make godly decisions. Comfort families that mourn the loss of loved ones today, Lord. Instill in us the will and power to reach out and help someone less fortunate than we are. Father God, where there is strife, peace. Where there's hatred, love. Where there is hungerness, provide provisions, whatever that need may be. Where they need clothing, provide. And Lord, I ask you to just make this world a better place to live. Father God, I ask you to bless the speaker of the hour today. Send your anointing word through the speaker that your children will be fed like no other one can feed like you. We thank you today, Lord. We ask you to bless every household. Bless everyone that's online today, their family, provide their every need, Father God. And the one that he will not, we ask your covering of this world for the better. Forgive us of our sins this day and every day, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our leader, Apostle Lawrence, and the family. As you continue to bless the church, Lord. Bless the clergy everywhere. That they'll do your will. And not their will, but your will. Open the minds and to listen to you, Lord. Because it's not about fashion, form, play, or show. It's all about doing what you require. And Father God, we thank you for your word. The greatest food ever. It covers everything under the sun. We thank you, Lord, this day. Lord, let us use the word to provide and to give in accordance to your son, Jesus Christ, who gave his life so that we have salvation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, for another time. Another opportunity to be what you have in us. Lord, we give you the praise. We give you all the honor. We exalt your holy name with the highest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
One more time. Hallelujah. But in your name, in the Christ's name that we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, everyone. This morning, our word will be coming from Psalms 34, verses 1 through 8. And it reads, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exhort his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and was lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his trouble. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivered them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Glory to God. Father, we thank you this morning. God, I come, God, as a servant, God. God, to deliver the word that you have given me for your people on this morning. God, I decrease that you may increase in me, in the spirit realm, God. Speak, Holy Ghost. Speak, Holy Ghost, to your people on this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. This song was written by David. Amen. And Mom, I am always impressed when I study David. Amen. As I was studying David on last night, I learned that David came from royalty. David's family wasn't poor, but they had money. But David was a sheep herd. Amen. He was called in the pasture to go out and tend to the sheep. And his father chose him, I guess, because he knew he could trust him to take care of the sheep. His father recognized the spirit that God had already put in him of trust. So he sent David. He could send anybody. He had money to hire anybody he wants to go out there and execute. But he sent David. But see, the father thought he sent David. But David really was sent out there by God. Because while David was out taking care of the tending to the sheep, God was making David into the man and the king that he wanted to be. Sometimes we have found ourselves, hallelujah, out in the pasture tending to sheep, maybe, on the farms, working the farms, maybe. Found ourselves in places that we didn't think we should be. But how many know today that God had us in a place that he wanted to be us to be? Because in those places of lonely time, in those places of despair, in the places where we found ourselves that we didn't want to be, God was making us and shaping us for such a time as this. We are not just here because we want to be here. We are here because God has ordained us to be right where we are right now. So with everything that we went and all that we are going to go through today, David asks us to all magnify the Lord with him. Glory to God. Because see, David, even when he was, before he was even appointed the king, hallelujah, David had to walk with Saul. He had to tend to Saul. See, some of us think we can get up ahead or get on the pedestal without going through somebody, without having to answer to somebody. You got a boss on your job, you got to answer to that boss. Amen? So David had to answer to Saul. He had to be there to Saul every need. He was so good that Saul made him his armor bearer. Glory to God. And God saw the integrity of David. He knew that I could trust him to be king. But how did he know? God knew that David would fall. Glory to God. Even as the king, he failed. He did things that he should not have done. But God, when he went to God in prayer and he petitioned God, and God forgave him. Amen. and his kingship went on. We have done things in our life that we have asked God to forgive us for, but God never turned his back on us. As I looked at that one verse, oh, magnify the Lord with me. David was saying, oh, magnify the Lord with me. In other words, he was saying, I am magnifying the Lord, and I want you to magnify him with me. So I won't be the only one who is magnifying the Lord, who are showing gratefulness to all that he has done for us. To magnify the Lord means to extol and to love him, to cause to be held in greater esteem or respect. Think about a magnifying glass. It doesn't make the things bigger, but it makes it appear bigger. How are we going to magnify the Lord? We can each magnify the Lord by glorifying his name at all times. Psalms 34:1, notice, David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. To bless the Lord is to glorify him. We are to glorify him even in the most insignificant and routine things we do in our lives. We certainly need to bless him when things are going well, but also we need to glorify him when things are not going so well. Jesus glorified God in his death. Then we are to praise him continually. His praise needs to be continually in our mouths and continually in our hearts. So open our mouth, speak things that don't praise the Lord, and therefore they don't magnify the Lord. Our mouths need to be praised the Lord continually at all times. When you read what David wrote, he continually praised the Lord. When we are together in church, our praises should be raised to be able to raise the roof off the church. When we assemble together, our praise should be so forth to God, hallelujah, as we come together in one place, speaking and sounding the same, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise upon our lips. God is glorified. Amen. We have to boast in the Lord. Boasting means to just to ask to give him all the adoration. Hallelujah. Boast about it. Tell others how good he is. What he has done for us. Amen. Where he has brought us from. How he has blessed us. Boasting in the Lord. In the second verse, we generally use the word boast to mean to speak proudly. But the word boast here means to exhort. And to exhort means to feel jubilant, to rejoice very much, especially with feelings and often an outward display of triumph. Like the lame man healed in Acts 3. And so we need to boast in the Lord. Can you not see his hand in your daily life and find good reasons to leap for joy? Is there not a testimony in your mouth of the many wonderful works and blessing of God in your life? David said that he daily loadeth us with benefits, glory to God, that to cause you to shout with joy. The benefits that God bestows upon us every day. Just when he wakes us up in the morning. Hallelujah. It's a benefit for us to be here today. To magnify the Lord. To lift him up. And then in the third verse, we are to exalt his name. of Jesus. It's a name that is above every name. And though the world doesn't exalt him like they should, we should. As a matter of fact, we ought to exalt him more now that there are so many places where his name is not supposed to be. There are places where that will not recognize or will not mention the name of Jesus. Some are ashamed. Amen. But see, they have never had a touch like we have. They have never experienced the joy bells ringing down in our souls like we have. Glory to God. So we have something, amen, to praise the Lord for. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me today. I'm inviting you to magnify him. Hallelujah. Today. For he has protected us. He has commanded us to pray in his name. He has healed by his, we have been healed by his name. His name shall be exalted by us continually. The disciples was threatened not to preach in his name, and they did it anyway. We shall boldly proclaim his name. Just as the disciples, we shall boldly proclaim the name of the Lord this morning. We shall boldly say that God is good, that his mercies endure forever. We shall boldly say that he is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. He is our Jehovah Jireh on this morning. He is our healer, hallelujah. He is our redeemer on today. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Let us come on one accord this morning to say that
yes,
God
Lord.
Is good. His mercy endures for all generations. I will bless the Lord on this morning for his continued work. He that did bring us here to follow this line to listen, but he was there praising glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
thank you, Lord.
In
hallelujah.
In spite of how it looks like,
hallelujah.
God
thank
is calling the praises from his people.
Yes,
that
Lord.
Truly
thank
know
you.
That he is their protector. He is their shield and buckler on this morning. My God is here. I got a fire to receive the praises this morning. We have just got praising him for ourselves. We are praising him for others, Lord, today. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
but
Lord.
We want that. Was a David. Hallelujah. That was
thank
a thought much about. Hallelujah. When Saul called, when they went and looked for a king, his father presented every brother to him. And each time he brought one to him, he told him, nope, that's not the one. That's not the one. I believe it was seven of them, if I'm not mistaken, that he brought. And each one that they brought, he said, nope, that's not him. That's not the one that I'm looking for. The father said, but there's one more. And he's out in the field, glory to God, tending to the sheep. The king's that bringing, that's the one that I want. The father went on to say, but he's been out in the field so long, he's dirty. He probably smell it by now. Glory to God. He may not be good to look upon, but the king said, bring him. He's the one that I'm looking for. So they brought him to the king. Dirty, stinking, and I believe the word of God said he had turned, he was red. And the king looked upon him and said, that's who I want. He's the one that I'm looking for. God is saying this morning, we may have came dirty. We may have came stained. We may have came not very well to look upon. We might have been rejected by been overlooked for some positions that we thought we should have. We might not have been thought very much of, but God is saying this morning, but I saw the good that was in you. I saw what I wanted to make of you. Each and every one of us on this line this morning has gone through. We ourselves, didn't he like ourselves? We were so bad. But God saw that we was worth saving. I'm so glad today that he thought I was worth saving. I'm so thankful today that he thought you was worth saving. And we are here. And I invite you today to all magnify the Lord with me. And let us exhort his name together. For we have tasted and we have seen that the Lord is good, and his mercies endureth to all generations. Thank God for mercy on today. Thank God for his grace. Thank God for him continually proving to us and showing us that we are worthy. That you are not next to me, but you are somebody important. Thank God this morning. I came to magnify the Lord for you and for me, because I see him doing great things in our lives. God bless you on this morning. God bless you on this morning. And yes, let's Lord. Just magnify the Lord on yes, today. Lord. Oh, yes, magnify the Lord.
Thank you.
Let's just lift up God in the praise. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's just lift up him in the praise this morning.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Let's
Lord.
Praise him. Amen. We don't know what we may have to go through in the truth of man. All that praise him. Hallelujah. Let's praise that he will lift up us when we need it. He knows him. He remembers him. Our way. But we will know that we should have praises unto him. Glory to God. That he stored them up. Each and every one of our praises, God is stored. Hallelujah. In the heavenly realm. That when we need them, glory to God.
Amen.